Sad passing of Johnny King has dominated kickoff this morning. Alan Irwin in for Steve Hothersall. We've deviated from our normal Thursday agenda, and quite rightly so. We've had plenty of ex-players and the chairman and chairman of the Tranmere Trust on to pay their tributes to Johnny King. Let's hear from Les Parry, a man who was brought to the club by Johnny King. Les, who managed the club himself, went from physio to manager. And Les, great to have you on in some very sad circumstances, though. Yeah, morning. It is very sad for a man who will be fondly remembered by everybody on Merseyside.
Yeah, it's devastating news, obviously, especially for his family. But for all... for every single Tranmere Rovers fan as well. I think his record tells everybody what sort of manager he was, but his record doesn't tell everybody what sort of person he was, and he was one of the world's nicest people. And I'm sure his family and friends are going through a hard time at the moment.
Yeah, did you realise straight away what type of person he was when he brought you to the club?
Yeah, well, I worked with John before. The link was at a training company before I worked at Tranmere.
Right.
And before he got the job, he was working. Well, I was a director of the company. He was working for me, really, doing football in the community. Yeah. So that's how he came to sort of take me to the club. And just his love of the game in those days when he, before he went back to Tranmere, you could tell he'd go out and work with people who were out of work and coach them every day. He just had a great way about him. He's just, just such a nice man.
All managers have their own styles, don't they? What was it about Johnny that made him maybe a bit different?
Everyone talks about his sayings and everyone, and the fact that, I don't think there's that many people who have ever seen him lose his temper. But he had a funny way of, he asked everybody their opinions. It didn't matter who they were, even probably down to Peggy in the kitchen. And he'd ask everyone their opinions, and then he'd obviously make the decision himself. But he sort of made you feel as if you were involved in it because, he just pull you to one side, what do you think of him or what do you think of doing this? And then he'd get all those in and then make his own decision. Mm. But he had a lovely way about him like that, making you feel as if you're useful.
And that's important in terms of man management in itself, isn't it? And trying to get the best from individuals. So.
Yeah, very much so, because I don't think anyone can doubt that if you get up in the morning and you look forward to going to work, you're more productive. If you get up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, you start ringing in sick, and when you do go into work, you're not very productive. So to have a happy working environment is one of the things that he obviously produced, and because of that, the results followed.
Mm. Two spells as manager, as we say, that the second, obviously, the successful times, really, under Tranmere Rovers, and, to get them on the verge of Premier League football seemed an impossible task, didn't it, at one stage? It was quite remarkable.
Yeah, and when you talk to people nowadays and, you say, who do you support? And I always obviously say Tranmere, and then you get talking about it, and you say, hey, we were in the semi-final of the playoffs twice to go into the Premier League. They sort of, they don't believe you, because...
Well, it doesn't seem that long ago, Les.
No. Well, it isn't that long ago in real terms, is it?
No.
It's just a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, it is indeed. And in terms of the tributes that have been paid, and we've mentioned this already on air, it's great that he was there to see the statue unveiled, wasn't it, and the Johnny King stand. Too often these things happen after somebody has passed away in that sense. So it was great for Johnny and his family.
Yeah, and, I keep on going back to his family, but for his family to see that he's been appreciated. Mm. And, the statue... just says everything about him, you know, the way he's standing and that. And, you know, the stand as well, to have a stand named after him, as you say, people have normally passed on before that happens. So for it to happen in his own lifetime, both of those things is really brilliant.
And just finally, Les, did you ever regale stories of him as a player? Did you know what he was like as a player?
No, the main story I knew of him as a player, that he never used to tire in telling me when players were pulling out with little niggles and that. I think when he came to Tranmere from Everton, he had an Achilles problem, and he ended up with he had some infection in it and ended up with a big hole in it, and he used to just bandage it up and go out and play with this big hole inflamed and an open wound in his Achilles. but then when you looked at his his ankle, it looked like a blind cobbler's thumb, with all the scarring down his Achilles. So I think the story was right, and he was trying to get some movement back into his ankle. And I'd just done an acupuncture course, so I thought, I'll practice on his ankle. So he comes in, and I put some needles around his ankle and in his foot. And when I pulled them out, a load of them started bleeding. And, you know, I'd only just started doing it. And I thought, oh, no, what am I going to say here? So I'm mopping the only little beads of blood. And you don't see much blood when you're acupuncturing. So I said to my gaffer, I said, you know what that is? I said, you must have had a great engine when you were playing, because you must have a load of capillaries everywhere, and that's why you're bleeding. And he sort of puffed his chest out and said, oh, yeah, they had a great engine when I was playing, so I got away with it.
Yeah, that'll be right, Les. Well done. Fantastic. Great to hear those stories.